WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoic Calm. Your daily dose of resilience and balance, delivered straight to your ears with a side of caffeine-fueled positivity, because that's what we do here. I'm Avery Hart, your host and resident life hack enthusiast. Always on the lookout for ways to navigate this crazy ride we call life with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. Ever feel like you're clinging onto a roller coaster during a hurricane? That's how it feels sometimes, right? The world throws curveballs faster than you can say, unpredictable, and suddenly your carefully crafted plans look like they were drawn by a toddler with a crayon. But listen up, because today we're diving into a superpower that can help you stay grounded even when the universe seems determined to toss you around like a rag doll. The art of staying centered in the face of uncertainty. First things first, let's get real. Uncertainty is kind of like that annoying friend who shows up unannounced and stays way too long. It's inescapable, it can be downright scary, and sometimes it just makes you want to pull the covers over your head and pretend it doesn't exist. But here's the thing. Resisting uncertainty is like fighting a tsunami with a teaspoon. You're gonna lose, trust me. Instead, we need to learn how to ride those waves, baby. So, what are our secret weapons? Let's break it down into five rock-solid strategies. 1. Focus on what you can control. This one feels like a no-brainer, right? But let me tell you, when anxiety starts creeping in, it's easy to lose sight of the things we actually have power over. Instead of obsessing over market crashes or political drama, focus your energy on things within your control. Your actions, your attitude, your responses. Want to feel more empowered? Start small. Take charge of your morning routine, tackle that project you've been putting off, or simply choose to respond to a difficult situation with kindness instead of anger. These little victories add up. 2. Practice mindfulness. This isn't just some hippy-dippy trend, folks. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter and simply observing your thoughts and feelings as they arise. Think of it as training your brain to be less reactive and more intentional. There are tons of ways to practice mindfulness. Try taking a few deep breaths, going for a walk in nature, or even just paying attention to the sensations of your body as you eat a meal. 3. Cultivate gratitude. I know, positive vibes only can sound cheesy sometimes. But hear me out. When we focus on the good things in our lives, no matter how small, it shifts our perspective and helps us weather the storms. Make it a habit to write down 3 things you're grateful for each day. A warm cup of coffee, a hilarious meme, or even just the fact that you woke up feeling human. 4. Build resilience. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. We're all gonna face challenges, big and small. But how we bounce back from those setbacks makes all the difference. Resilience isn't about being fearless. It's about learning to adapt, grow, and come back stronger from adversity. Seek out mentors who inspire you, surround yourself with supportive people, and remember that every stumble is an opportunity to learn and improve. 5. Seek support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Sometimes, just talking things through with a trusted friend or family member can make a world of difference. And if you're struggling to cope, don't hesitate to reach out to a mental health professional. There's no shame in asking for help. It takes courage and strength to prioritize your well-being. Think about that time you got caught in a traffic jam, right? You could let the frustration boil over, honking at people and muttering curses under your breath. Or, you could use that time to catch up on podcasts, listen to music, or even just take some deep breaths and enjoy the moment. That's staying grounded, choosing how you respond instead of letting the situation control you. And remember, this isn't about achieving perfect Zen-like calm all the time, because let's face it, who has that kind of energy? It's about developing tools and strategies to navigate the ups and downs of life with more grace, resilience, and a whole lot less drama. You got this. So, go out there, be the grounded badass you were born to be, and remember, we're in this together. Leave a comment below and share your favorite tips for staying centered when things get crazy. Because knowledge is power, and sharing it makes us all stronger. Don't forget to subscribe, hit that like button if this resonated with you, and join me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Calm. Keep those vibes high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.